Good morning, everybody. This is Ross Bosteller with MetalArk Extension District. As we enter the depths of winter, those of us in the livestock industry may have noted that we've needed to be feeding cattle a little bit more than other times of the year. Recently came across an article that K-State Research and Extension beef specialist Emma Briggs from the Hayes Research Center had published in one of K-State's Beef Tips articles. She had done some work while she was at Oklahoma State working on her advanced degrees on feeder design and how the different types of feeders have effect on hay waste. I don't think it's any secret that feeding hay can be an expensive portion of the overall budget and cattle in a cow-calf situation, and so anything we can do to reduce waste is certainly worth looking at and what I'd like to visit with you about today. Really, as we think about feeding hay, there's a couple different ways to do that. Unrolling hay is one way to feed cattle hay. That's a common thing that is practiced, but it has its pros and cons. Today, I'd really like to focus more on the other side of feeding hay, which would be through feeders. Feeders really fall into three main classifications. Those that are totally open-bottomed, very basic ring that you put around a round bale, sheeted bottom options, or those that are cone or basket type feeders that may be used in combination with a sheeted bottom type feeder. Open bottom feeders are widely used. They're relatively cheap compared to some of the others, but these that are open bottom tend to have a higher level of waste. They give greater access to the animals to pull hay away from the outside of the feeder. And the research has shown that waste levels can be, 16 to 20% of the original bale weight with these feeders. Again, most of that's because they are pulling the hay out and trampling it in around the ring. These are convenient, lightweight, and cost-effective up front, but they can be a less economical choice in the long run due to that feed waste. The next class would then be feeders with sheeted bottoms. The sheeted bottom, what we're talking about is a solid sheet around the last 18 inches from the ground. This just helps maintain loose hay. It minimizes the amount of hay that the animals can pull away from the feeder. Just kind of helps hold it in there and keep it from coming out of the feeder. Again, research indicated that that type of feeder, the sheeted bottom, would waste about 39% less compared to the open design feeder. All in all, the total waste would be around 12% of the original bale weight with a sheeted feeder. The most efficient feeder designs have a basket or a cone insert. These feeders incorporate advanced features that drastically reduce the hay waste by suspending or restrict access to the top third of the bale. Basically, it keeps the hay centered in the feeder and, again, allowing less to be pulled away from the outside of the feeder. If you combine that with sheeted bottom feeders, you really get down to losses that are reported as low as 2 to 5% in some cases in the studies. The cons maybe of that type of feeder is there is a lot more metal involved in that. These tend to be a little more pricey, but again, long term maybe something that would save you more hay in the long run. So it doesn't matter if we're talking about a feeder or actually go back to the original example of unrolling hay. Keeping a limited amount of forage in front of the livestock is probably the most important thing that we can be doing. If we put out more feed than what the animals can consume in a day, there's going to be more likelihood that they're going to waste that. The longer the animals have access to feed, to hay, the more opportunity they will have to waste it. So restricting access to hay for 5 to 12 hours a day can be another highly effective way to reduce hay loss. This practice decreases hay intake, it lowers the overall cost of reducing, and the amount of winter feed cost. All of that said, if we look at combining restricted access to the hay, providing only a day's feeding at a time, and if we're using feeders, looking at least a sheeted bottom to potentially a cone or basket type feeder will greatly help us reduce hay waste and overall lower the cost of production for our cow-calf system. Again, if you'd like more information on this topic, I'd point you back to Dr. Briggs' article in the December 2024 Beef Tips called Choosing the Right Hay Feeder to Reduce Waste and Cut the Cost, posted on December the 31st of 2024. This has been Ross Mosteller, MetalArk Extension District Livestock and Natural Resources. Hoping everybody stays warm out there this weekend and that you have a great rest of your day.